Hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions. Wednesday morning. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we will That's right, we'll do all the wisdom literature. Today we are at Psalm 25. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. You guys got your tea? Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead and take a sip of tea. I'm going to drink my coffee. All right, let's pray. Go ahead and fold your hands. Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your Word. We pray that you would let us understand it and that you would let our hearts receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys ready? So we'll just do section by section, okay? Teach you, O Lord, or to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause.
Teach me.
Show me
your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Keep going.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I will wait all the day.
What does David want him to do? That's right. He wants God to teach him his ways. Right, to teach him his ways, right? For the Lord's the God of his salvation. Deborah, you're going to read 6 and 7.
Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old.
Mm-hmm.
Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor the transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord.
What's he asking God to do there?
To forget all his sins when he was a child.
That's right, to forget all of his sins, but also to remember God's loving kindness, right? His grace.
Mm-hmm.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What's he asking God to do there? That's right, pardon his iniquity. Why does he think God will pardon his iniquity? Because all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, right? For God's own name's sake. Right? Because God is good and upright. Is David good and upright?
No.
No, he's saying, I'm not good and upright. I need you to pardon my iniquity. Go ahead and read it. Nathan, you'll read this part.
Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants,
his children and grandchildren.
Inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. And he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord. He shall block my feet at the net.
That's right. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. What do you think that whole section is getting at? Okay, the way he teaches, right? The secret of the Lord is with who?
God.
Well, those who fear God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And God will show them his
mercy.
What's the word say here?
Covenant.
His covenant. Right? And so if that's what God does, what does David say he'll do? My eyes are ever
toward the Lord.
Toward the Lord, right? So who should we look to for loving kindness? The Lord, right? All right, Deborah, you have a long part to read here. Let's try to read it loud, okay? 16 through 21. You can you do that big mm-hmm. part? Okay.
Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolated and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred.
Oh boy, they hate him with cruel hatred? Really? Mm-hmm. Oh boy, that sounds like a pretty bad deal, huh?
Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you.
That's right. What does he ask for God to do again in verse 18?
To forgive his sins.
That's right, to forgive his sins. What does he ask in verse 20?
Keep my soul and deliver me.
Keep my soul and deliver me. Who is he looking to for help?
God.
Who should we look to for help?
God. Jesus.
But just when things are going well, right?
No.
Even when things are going bad?
Yeah.
That's right. When they're going good and going bad. This last part, verse 22, last verse. Redeem, O God, redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we pray that you would indeed forgive our iniquity. Let us look upon you and trust in your loving kindness and your grace. Lord, we pray that you would forgive our iniquity, save us from our sins. Do not remember the transgressions of our youth. We pray that the people of God might rejoice in the great work you have done in Jesus. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you today. May you go with joy and peace. May you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye!
Bye.
Bye, guys! Bye, guys!